1994 by William Osborne and Richard Turner. With Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. In last week's episode...
The day after tomorrow sees the annual remembrance of the difficulties.
Stop just where you are, sinner.
There's somebody in this flat.
I think the hero of Sellingfield deserves a proper bed.
Will you be okay?
I'll be fine.
This is difficult day. You are all under arrest.
Episode 4. Progress is power.
Right. Now then, shut up. Are we all here?
Yes, Sergeant.
In 10 minutes' time, the most important day of the year, Difficult Day 1994, is with us. The commemoration of the environment's darkest hour.
Hooray!
Shut up. Now, it's nice to see you all, volunteers of the Difficult Day Police Squad, and some new faces. Welcome. All very nicely turned out. Well done. One or two old regulars, when there was a regular force, will remember the drill. But for all the rest of you, one last reminder. First of all, arresting is fun, but don't gloat. Two, minimum force means exactly that. Don't waste time with persuasion. Three, speed. We've got a lot of arrests to make, so don't stop and chat. And I'm looking at you, Chantel.
Sorry, sir.
And we'll be breaking up parties on the stroke of midnight. And remember, it is a day of celebration. Tomorrow is a public holiday, so try and keep the spirit of Difficult Day. We'll be the only ones working, so take it out on them. Questions? All right, no time for that. Good luck, boys and girls. Raise your riot shields. All together now. Let's go.
Bread and Buster, up against the wall.
Oh, Sophie, I think I've cracked a rib. Sophie,
shut up. We mustn't talk.
Yeah, shut up, Edward. Or we'll spend all night locked up.
Who spoke? He did. It wasn't me.
Oh, they definitely cracked one this time.
There's always some idiot who can't keep his mouth shut.
Shut up.
Right, you lot. You've all been found to be breaching the Emergency Powers Act. You are all under arrest. But you can go off your disperse immediately. Your names have been taken. You are all very, very guilty. Right, now clear up. Oh, and thanks for being such good sports. The boys appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye then,
bye-bye.
Oh, see you, bye.
Bye. Gosh, that takes me back. Weren't the difficulties terrible?
Yeah, I remember.
I think I need to lie down.
Oh, Edward, you're looking pale.
I need something to eat.
Come on, I know just the place for both of you. We'll have to hurry before everything shuts down.
Hi, I'm Simon. Welcome to Shrinks. I'm your host for this morning's eating experience. Does anyone need to clean their teeth?
Yeah, please.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Are we ready to order?
Yes. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Major or minor?
Major.
Well, that looks nice.
Yeah? A small anxiety attack, a side of fries and two coffee style drinks.
Warm or cold?
Warm, please. How about you, Charles?
I'm having a delusion of grandeur.
Large or extra large?
Just a small one. What's it served with?
A bite-sized portion of paranoia with optional guilt on the side.
Yeah, okay. Hold the guilt.
Your order is placed. Thank you.
God, it's nearly six. How many times were we detained for questioning?
Five, I think. We did really well.
Yes, and three roadblocks, and two stop and searches. Well, at least these pouches are comfortable after all that.
Good, here comes Uncle Ziggy.
Uncle Ziggy, hooray!
Hello, welcome to Shrinks, Uncle Ziggy's eating complex. Now then, please don't be ashamed, but who ordered the hot dog?
I did.
Ah, you want to talk about it?
No, I want to eat it.
You want to eat it? Do you want to go watch? You're not ashamed, Uncle Ziggy.
Hey, look, turn the telly off, Edward.
Welcome to the 1994 Difficult Day celebration. We'll be here all day, and first we go over to Trafalgar Square for live coverage of the opening riot. Your commentators are Gavin Brown and Dawn Search. Gavin.
Thank you, Barry. Dawn.
Thank you, Gavin. Well, a great deal of preparation has gone into the opening. As you can see, a large crowd has gathered, and some of them have been waiting since the small hours.
Yes, a marvellous atmosphere, very atmospheric this morning. We've had a little bit of rain, but not enough to dampen the spirits of this very spirited mob.
But I'm sure the water cannon will.
And look, we can just see the first company of the Environmental Order Squad doubling up Whitehall, their riot shields glinting in the morning sun.
Yes, they'll have been up polishing those shields all night.
Yes, indeed. And behind them, we can now see the Mounted Squad, and there's the water cannon, and ha-ha, the van. So it all looks set for a spectacular, difficult morning. Dawn, you were going to tell us a bit about the history of Difficult Day and the year of the difficulty.
Well, Gavin...
Oh, and my word, well, look at that. There goes the first gas canister, followed by another, and... Oh, there goes the first shower of stones. Nothing very big, just sort of pebbles. But my word, hasn't it started?
Absolutely. Well, the difficulty's all starting.
And my word, the paving stones are coming up now, but so's the water cannon. Look at the force of that.
It's fabulous. Of course, in the old days, they only had 250 pounds per square inch.
Just look at that. This is truly riding of international standards.
Yes. And of course, there have always been some great characters involved in the riot. I see a man down there dressed as a tart, and over there, there's a man hopping.
Yeah, it took rather a nasty crack on the knee there.
And as the riot escalates bang on schedule, we go back to Barry in the studio.
Thank you, Gavin and Dawn. Well, looks like quite a riot, doesn't it? Well, now's the point where we go over to Dungeness for live coverage of the first power cut of Difficult Day. John.
Thank you, Barry. Well, here we are in Dungeness for live coverage of the first power cut of Difficult Day. And the weekly winner of Channel 12's Housey Housey Bonanza, who's going to press the button, is housewife Kirsty Burnett of Milton Keynes. Hello, Kirsty.
Well, Kirsty, all set?
Well, the countdown has started, Kirsty, so get your hand over that button.
Oh.
And when Kirsty hits that button, some part of the environment at random will be blacked out. No, not yet, Kirsty. And if that means you, not yet.
Oh, that's typical. It would be us. Now we're going to be stuck in this restaurant all day.
That's the great thing about Difficult Day. It really is difficult.
I'm sorry, but due to a power shortage, we're unable to process your food. So sorry. Have a nice Difficult Day. Oh, look, difficult. As soon as there's a power cut, there's always some idiot who walks into the automatic doors.
Still, at least we can get out now.
What's the point? We can't go anywhere. Everywhere will be shut. I can't even get home.
I know. Let's go to the riot.
Hey, why not? Who's got a program?
Here.
Great. We can catch the riot, then join a food queue for lunch.
That'll kill a few hours.
And we can watch the cars being set on fire.
Oh, yes. When does the fire start at Downing Street?
5 o'clock. We can do some slogan daubing till then.
But what's the point?
Steady on, Edward. It's an important day. It reminds us just how lucky we are to live in this environment.
What? Look, if you ask me, this place is getting more and more like Sellingfield every day.
You're in the bright ideas department. Why don't you think of something better?
Yes, I might just do that.
Oh, come to the riot, Edward.
No! We've had one riot already this year, remember? A real one. I'm going for a walk.
He's a big grumpy. Must be worried about your infatuation for me.
I think he needs gearing up. Let's introduce him to our little hobby.
Right.
I must admit, I'm a bit nervous, John.
Don't worry, Edward. You probably won't get hurt. It's a great hobby. I've been doing this every weekend for months. Sophie loves it, don't you, Sophie?
Yes. Well, you'll be all right.
This is misery. It's fear.
Look, jumping out of an aeroplane at 10,000 feet is not scary. It's fun. Smile for the video.
I'm going to be sick. Put that in your home movie.
Look out of the window, Edward. It'll take your mind off it.
Oh, my God, my God. Oh, look at that. Whitehall's still smoking.
That was a hell of a fire, wasn't it, Zoe?
You missed the street, Edward.
What's that? Look, it's enormous.
What, that new building behind St. Paul's?
Yes. Oh, goes for miles.
That's the new mega market. It opens soon. Time to say goodbye to your friendly supermarket.
Hey, they had one of those at Sellingfield, and everyone said that it was a bad idea.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Exactly. You're making it up.
Hey, we're nearly there. Get ready, Edward. You're first. right. Edward, keep your eye on the altimeter. I pulled a cord at 1,500 feet, okay? I didn't push it, no bothers. No, look, don't push me. Hi, Edward, how are you feeling?
You pushed me!
Hello, bye!
He pushed me!
Oh, look, there's Melanie over there. See you, bye!
Come back here! He pushed me!
Edward, you're making yourself look ridiculous!
I happen to think that falling out of an aeroplane is ridiculous!
Well, you didn't have to come.
You said we were going to the cinema!
It was a surprise to see you as
well! No, I'm bloody miserable! If you think the hurtling to the ground at terminal velocity is my idea of fun...
Edward, sorry to butt in, but what does your altimeter say?
What?
What does your altimeter say?
Oh, my God!
Oh, no, Edward!
Well, what do you fancy doing later, Melanie?
Don't! I'm trying to concentrate!
You're not worried, are you? I can do this standing on my head! Look!
No!
Come on! How about this evening? Oh, look! That's Edward! There's always some idiot who pulls the ripcord too early! Completely scared! Melanie? Melanie! Oh, now she's done it! What's the matter with you lot? Look, we've got... Oh! Oh, my altimeter's stuck!
All right, everybody, quiet, please. Today we're on beer. Yes. Thank you, Spang. Yes. Thanks to our last beer campaign, the reputation of the Bright Ideas department is somewhat tarnished. Kotzenbrau was a complete flop. People hated it. 73% hated the taste, the other 27% hated the aftertaste. So, how do we improve the product?
Change the slogan.
Very good. Suggestions. Wilson?
Not here.
Again? Oh, well. Anybody?
Well, I see the problem in terms of zones. Zone A is London, and Zone 2 is everywhere else. The product has been doing very badly in both. The problem was that both zones took the slogan, "It's too good to drink," well, literally.
Oh, I liked it now.
Spang, if a worm got into your head, it would die of starvation.
Oh, poor thing.
Come on, somebody.
We need to target the C3 group without alienating the A4s or dismissing the E2s. We need upmarket imaging, high-profile packaging, and huge financial carroting. How about a big, busty actress holding up a bag of the stuff and saying, "Kotzenbrau, with free cash bonanza competition, mmm."
Good, good. Let's spark some ideas, I said.
Morning.
Yeah, morning, Wilson.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was drinking last night. Kotzenbrau. Oh, disgusting.
Wilson, can anything be said for Kotzenbrau?
Makes you drunk.
Amazing. It makes you drunk. Forget the busty actress. We'll show someone completely drunk. Davidson Graphics. Olaf, copy. Christian, layout. Stevens, processing. Spang, leave me alone. Okay, put it on the mainframe and send it upstairs. Schnell. Where have you been, Wilson?
Oh, at home. Talking to my fetcher.
Yes, there's been quite a few new ideas since you've been away, including a whole new shopping concept.
Oh, I'm bored of these plaster casts. I wonder what's on telly.
Kotzenbrau, it makes you drunk.
Next on Channel 47, news update.
The new mega markets have run out for the second day running of the new improved Kotzenbrau. Our pictures, taken in the early hours of this morning, show thousands of people thronging to get just one bag of it. Abroad now, and the United States have introduced the death penalty for hackers.
That's enough of that TV, Mr. Daftmouth. It's time for your medicine.
No, it's not, nurse. I chose it this morning and had it for lunch. Delicious. Chateaubriand impregnated with diazepam.
Oh, that is nice.
Well, it was a tricky choice. I nearly plumped for Atrogen. It looked great on the video. It makes my legs feel really itchy under these plaster casts. The side effects of diazepam are less pronounced.
Very funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Good, because you're not amusing me. Has the doctor seen you today?
He spent an hour trying to sell me a timeshare in the Bahamas. Said it'd be good for my health. Hey, what are you doing this evening?
If there's one kind of patient I have...
Is it one with two broken legs?
Spot on, called Charles Dartmouth.
Hello, visiting time. Sophie's come to visit the wounded hero.
Don't tell me you got friends.
Hiya, Soph. Me and Nurse Diana were just getting it together.
Are you married to him?
You must be joking.
Good for you.
How are you, Charles?
Not bad. These things come off tomorrow.
That's amazing. Just think. A week ago, they were pulling you out of that potting shed. Is the treatment painful?
No, but, well, there are some side effects.
Hello?
Hello. How's the wounded hero?
Hi, Edward.
Hi. How are your legs? A bit less broken.
Oh, quite a lot less broken, thank you. I see you brought your fetcher.
Yes, I didn't want to. He insisted. We've been trying to get on better.
We should see more of each other. That's what the counsellor said.
I brought a video of you and the medical team in that shed.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It was lucky that shed broke your fall.
It was lucky the owner was inside it.
Is he still trying to sue you?
He isn't out of traction yet.
Well, here you are anyway. You can watch it later.
Let's have a drink.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I brought some bags of Cotton Brow.
I'm not sure if I should, Etty.
Oh, come on.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Have you seen that new ad for this stuff? It's quite funny.
Ah, do you think so?
Yeah. Why?
Nothing. Oh, that reminds me. I must go back to the Bright Ideas department. See you soon. Come on, Fetcher. Bye.
Yes, bye.
You coming, Sophie?
No, I'll stay and talk to the human cannonball a bit longer. See you this evening.
This beer's quite nice, actually. Not that I should be drinking it with the drugs I'm on. Never mind. I'm going to get completely...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No.
Please, sit down.
The environment is very pleased. Most successful campaign. The mega markets can't get enough of the stuff.
I only said the first thing that came into my head. I hate Cotton Brown. I hate the advert.
Now, the mainframe wants something for toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Puppy dogs?
No.
Babies?
No.
Makes you drunk?
No. How about somebody using it to catch a barracuda?
Edward. Well, why not sell it for what it does?
What does it do?
Well, it's for...
Now, hold still, Sir Desmond. This has to be done, otherwise he won't see you.
Yes, but please hurry. I must report to him as soon as possible about Wilson.
Sorry, did that hurt? Just a few more, Sir Desmond. Head back.
This Wilson chap seems to be knocking down all the obstacles we can throw at him.
Just a few more. I'm afraid we can't have any nostril hairs showing. He can't stand the sight of them. It's been nostril hairs all week, I'm afraid. Sorry.
We thought that Bright Ideas would be more than enough for Wilson to handle, but he's... He's outgrown it already.
There. All done. Nothing to offend him now.
What about paperclips?
No. Paperclips are his friends this week. Oh, and he started lisping this morning.
Lisping? That's a new one.
Yes, badly, I'm afraid. He'll probably appreciate it if you lisp as well. And,
Oh, yes. My shoes.
No, your watch. Leave it with me. It's the ticking.
Oh, of course.
He'll see you now.
This way.
Ah, Sir Desmond. I've been watching the pigeons. They fly well. I understand Difficult Day was very pretty.
Yes, it's pretty difficult.
Is that a pun? I adore puns. Punishment. That begins with pun, doesn't it?
Yes.
Come, my time is precious. Tell me. How are the mega markets progressing?
Well, we've opened nearly all of them now. They're still monitoring intake, but 90% of the consuming environment spend 8 hours or more a day making their selections in them.
Mr. Redmond, why are you lisping?
Sorry. How silly of me.
No, continue. It amuses me. Governing the environment as I do, I enjoy a distraction. Except ticking. I loathe to hear a ticking watch.
Yes.
Looks through the window.
All London is now served by just one mega market holding a permanent clothing down sale at unbeatable prices.
10 square miles, all under one roof.
It is a fine lisp you've got there, you know. I generally hate a lisp, but yours is somehow pure. Oh,
thank you.
Did I appear in any advertisements this week?
Just one.
Was I smiling?
Yes. You were asleep on a sofa with your son in the air, dreaming of extra interest.
Only one advertisement. It's fitting. I'm no longer needed. Soon I shall return to the farm.
Ah, the farm, yes. The farm.
The farm. Where is it?
Lincolnshire.
Don't tell me. Top right.
Approximately.
Does it prosper?
Egg yield is up 2.5 million.
Now, whose idea was that ridiculous slogan for beer?
Edward Wilson.
Ah, our little protégé. Give him enough cable and he may electrocute himself. Keep them following him.
Well, Charles and Sophie.
Especially them. Oh, and have his Fetcher program for surveillance.
I've already done that.
Still, enough work. I have dreamt well this week. Let me show you phase 3. Behold, the environment is complete. The last vestiges of the old world will be gone.
When will this be?
Soon. Very soon. Sir Desmond.
Yes?
Help me to stand up. I've been lying here for 3 days and my bum is killing me.
Of course. Sorry.
Toilet paper for wiping your bottom.
Thank you, television. Well, Charles, that's Edward's latest effort. What do you think?
Well, Sir Desmond, what do you think, sir?
Ingenious.
Exactly what I was going to say.
But banal.
Oh, absolutely.
Very successful, though. Sales have very nearly doubled. Let's see what the mainframe's got in store for him. Oh, Charles, could you... I can't seem to get the hang of these things.
Sure, the gentle touch. That's what I always say.
I know.
Well, those are the options on the screen.
Oh, yeah, right. Hop over and send him in.
Come in, Edward.
Edward Wilson, sir.
Hello. Sir Desmond Reilly. Head, do sit down.
Thank you.
Obviously, I don't know anything about you, but Charles here says you're wasted in the Bright Ideas department. So, how do you fancy a change?
I've only been there a month.
A whole month? Well, then, all the more reason. Well, I think there's only one choice for you. I've got you lined up for the firing squad.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
Hello again, and welcome to the firing squad. The opportunity for you, the people who make up the environment, to question, comment, and change the way the environment is run. Facing the firing squad tonight, we have the Bishop of Telford.
Hello!
John Marlin, Environment Issue Spokesman.
Hello.
And Edward Wilson, Creative Development Spokesman.
Hello.
And we'll be back after this.
Coffee, Susan? Okay. Decaffeinated coffee. Tastes so bitter and doesn't even wake me up. Mary, have you tried this?
What's that?
It's new. It's called Get Up and Go Instant Decaffeinated Caffeine. Yes, all the buzz of caffeine without that nasty coffee taste. Come on, Susan, we've got lots to do.
Why not be like Mary and Susan? Get up and go.
Welcome back. And our first question from our audience, carefully selected by our world-beating team of market researchers to get a cross-section which represents you, the environment. First question, please. Yes.
My question is this. With all the millions of pounds poured into the extravagant celebrations of Difficult Day, would it not be better spent on other, more important things?
Bishop Telford?
Well, there are three things you can't put a price on, and they are love, joy, and Difficult Day.
John.
Well, with respect, Bishop, that wasn't the point of the question.
Yes, it was.
The point is this. 73% are in favour of it, and you can't argue with that. That's a bit of an insult to the public you're making there. They're not as easily fooled as you'd like to believe.
And we'll have the next question after this.
Confused, lonely, depressed,
Come to us to lie down, open up, and put yourself into caring hands. We're the experts when it comes to psychodental analysis. For all your mental and dental problems, Dr. Gums caps the lot.
Hi, welcome back. For our next question, you, sir.
Well, is it not the case that, what with the opening of mega markets in replacement of the other shops, that there's less choice?
The point is this. 73% are in favour of it, and you can't argue with that.
Bishop Telford.
Well, you know, mega markets are all about choice. You see... Wait a minute! I haven't finished yet!
Edward, well, it seems to me you can win the public over to anything you like as long as you remember one thing. Use short, punchy sentences.
That's enough, Charles. Turn it off. Well, let's order some coffee, shall we, Sophie?
Yes, please, Sir Desmond.
Waitress.
Monsieur.
Three coffees, please.
Oui, monsieur.
Monsieur.
Oui, madame.
Trois cafés.
Vas-y.
Oui, madame. Now, je suis tombé.
I'll get them.
Merci, guys.
Well, what time do you get off work? Well, what do you think? I think you're right, Sir Desmond. Oh, do you?
He's wonderful. He's so funny. I like his answers the best.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't really know what the next step is. I couldn't get any sense out of the mainframe this afternoon.
I checked it. It's offering green or red.
Oh, well done. Quick thinking. What colour shall we choose?
How about green, like Sophie's eyes?
Or red, like Charles's.
Your coffee, monsieur. Black or white?
Green, I think.
Green?
Affairs of state, my dear. Affairs of state.
That was 1994 by William Osborne and Richard Turner, with Robert Lindsay, Siobhan Redmond and Paul Shearer. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, Stephen Fry, David Goodland, Emma Thompson and Richard Turner. 1994 was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.